Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to sing along with KTV. KTV, yes, indeed. That is a very popular pastime here in Taiwan. Going off with some friends to a KTV club and singing your hearts out. Do you like to sing karaoke, Stephanie?
Yeah, sometimes if I'm with good friends and they have good tunes that we can do. I just did karaoke in Japan with some girlfriends of mine, and it was fun. Kind of takes you back, you know, if you're listening to songs you grew up with.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be talking about the history of KTV, or karaoke, as you call it here in Taiwan, or karaoke, as it's known in other places in the world. So let's sing along with KTV. Hopefully, we can actually be singing during our lesson for today. Let's listen to the entire lesson read right now one time.
You cram into a small room with dim lighting and sit down comfortably on sofas with a group of friends, ready to let your hair down. You can't wait to flip through a song list and grab a microphone. Soon the room is throbbing with music, and you are singing your heart out as you watch a TV screen flashing the song's lyrics. This is a typical scene inside a KTV box, one of the most popular places of recreation in Taiwan. The history of KTV starts with an American TV show that first went on the air in 1961. Sing Along with Mitch featured a host, Mitch Miller, who sang pop songs during each show along with an all-male chorus. The song's lyrics were displayed at the bottom of the TV screen so that viewers at home could sing along. This form of entertainment evolved in the early 1970s. When a Japanese man named Daisuke Inoue invented the first karaoke machine. Later, Inoue leased his machines out, and they initially became common in restaurants and hotels. Soon enough, some companies created their own karaoke boxes, or special rooms, dedicated to karaoke. Decades later, KTV remains a favorite pastime. By immersing themselves in their singing, people are able to forget about their worries, even if only temporarily. The shadowy corners of the KTV boxes create the illusion of another universe, one where singers never fear judgment for singing to their heart's content. In the KTV boxes, shared laughter and lost inhibitions create close bonds between friends, families, and coworkers. Indeed, as long as you're at a KTV, there's definitely no shortage of good times to enjoy.
Okay, it's our unit on fun for today. And who said learning English had to be boring or kind of something that you only study and don't have fun with? We're actually going to have fun with it today as we sing through today's lesson. We're going to sing along with KTV, which is short for karaoke TV or karaoke TV, whatever you want to call it. And here's what you might expect to see when you go out with friends to sing karaoke. You cram into a small room with dim lighting and sit down comfortably on sofas with a group of friends ready to let your hair down. Gee, that makes it sound like it's for hippies, right? But if you let your hair down, it doesn't mean you're actually untying your hair. It just means you're kind of letting yourself be comfortable, letting yourself relax, let yourself go, and not be so uptight like you were during the day at work or in school. This is what you do. You cram into a small room. Cram here is a verb. It just means to take a lot of stuff and put them in a small space. A lot of times when we travel, we need to cram our suitcases full of souvenirs.
Now, this room is described as having dim lighting. Something that's dim is not very bright, so it's very low light. Sometimes it's kind of dark, I think, in KTV rooms. And you sit down comfortably on sofas with a group of friends. Typically, we either go with a group of friends or family members, sometimes even with coworkers from work, to kind of have a good time. Here, the last part says you're ready to let your hair down. Now, typically, ladies, I'll talk to you first. If you have really long hair and you want to go to work, sometimes we want to look more elegant, more formal, so we put our hair up. So when you see this phrase, to let your hair down, it just means you just kind of relax and let yourself have a good time. We're not really talking literally about putting your hair down on your shoulders. No, it just means to have a good time and relax.
Yeah, I guess for guys, you could maybe loosen your tie and unbutton a button in your shirt or something like that and just relax. And it says here, you can't wait to flip through a song list and grab a microphone. Flip through here is a verb phrase. That means to kind of browse through a magazine or a book. You're not reading everything. You're just kind of looking things over. You flip through some kind of song book, I guess they have, at karaoke clubs. But also nowadays, they have them on computer screens, and I imagine they probably have an app in which you can look for your favorite song on your smartphone. But here you're flipping through a song list looking for something to sing, and you grab that microphone, and soon the room is throbbing with music, and you are singing your hearts out as you watch a TV screen flashing the song's lyrics. And usually the song's lyrics, or the words to the songs, are on the screen in front of some nice scenery. Okay, so here in this sentence, we have the word throbbing, which is from the word to throb, which basically means something has a very strong beat and it has a regular rhythm, like blood throbbing through your blood vessels.
Or sometimes if you have a really bad headache, the pain will feel like it's beating in your head, and we'll say, I have a throbbing headache. So there's a lot of music, there's a lot of strong beats that you can hear if you go to a KTV. You just hear that low bass, you hear boom, boom, boom. It also says you're singing your hearts out. If you sing your heart out, it just means you sing as loud as you can. You don't care who hears you, you don't care if you sound good or bad. A lot of people who sing at KTVs can't sing, so they don't sound great, but they don't care. They're having fun. And you know, if you've gone to KTV before, they'll have the lyrics or the words to a song flashing on the screen in front of you. You have to look up, read the lyrics that match the music, and quickly those lyrics just move on. They move off the screen. So we're saying they flash. They're not there very long.
That is true, and again, singing your hearts out, you could also say cry your hearts out, or cry your eyes out, actually, if you hear some really bad news. And of course, this is a typical common scene inside what we're calling a KTV box, which I guess is a room in which you sing karaoke or karaoke with a bunch of your friends or coworkers or classmates or whatever. It's one of the most popular places of recreation in Taiwan. Recreation is just going out and having fun. What do you do for recreation, for example? Oh, I like to go mountain climbing. I like to go fishing, etc. That's what I do for recreation.
Yes, any kind of activity that you do when you're not working to just relax and enjoy yourself. Maybe you go with friends or family, places of recreation. There are lots of beautiful places in Taiwan. You could go outside. You can stay inside. Perhaps for you, recreation is going shopping or going to the mall with your friends. Maybe it's like Tom and you want to get outside and go hiking. Or maybe you want to go see a beautiful place that has beautiful scenery. Those are all things you can do. Let's take a look at the next paragraph, guys. The history of KTV. How did we ever come to have KTV in this world? Well, right here, it kind of tells us the background. I'd never heard this before, but I have heard of this show, Sing Along with Mitch, because when I was in choir, my choir director would say, oh, what is this? Sing Along with Mitch? He was criticizing us for sounding really bad.
Ooh, well, I hope that doesn't mean that this program was really bad. But in any case here, this probably is someplace where KTV kind of got its start on American TV in a TV show that started to be broadcast in 1961. Mm. And the title of the show was Sing Along with Mitch. And this featured a host whose name was Mitch Miller, and he sang pop songs or popular songs during each show along with an all-male chorus. So they sang these songs on the show. They were pop songs, or at least songs that were popular at the time, and this was an all-male chorus. A chorus is just a group of people singing together. It's similar to a choir. A choir is usually in church, though. A chorus can be anywhere, just a bunch of people singing together, maybe 10 or more people.
Now, the song's lyrics during the show were displayed at the bottom of the TV screen so that viewers at home could sing along, kind of like they do with subtitles today. As you know, if you live in Taiwan and you watch TV, you turn on the channel and they always have the Chinese character scrolling along the bottom of the screen. Scroll just means to move, and they're moving right to left. Well, they do that with news programs, too, in the States. Sometimes you'll watch the news, and they want to give you as much information at the same time as they can. So they'll often have different news stories scrolling along the bottom of the screen. Because unlike Taiwan, in America, we have no subtitles on our TV screen. So you kind of have to listen and understand what you're hearing in English.
They do have them sometimes. That's called closed captioning for the hearing impaired. Some programs will have the words on the screen for deaf people, but for the most part, as Stephanie said, we don't have words on the TV screen like you do here in Taiwan. And that indeed is kind of what karaoke is all about. You sing along with the words on the screen, and this is where it got its start here back in 1961 with Sing Along with Mitch. It's time now for all of us here to take a little bit of a break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的主题是跟唱 KTV 有关系。我们首先来看到今天空格的第一个句子写着 Soon, the room is throbbing with music, and you are singing your heart out as you watch a TV screen.Blank one, the song's lyrics. 这个句子呢，就是在描述在唱 KTV 的情形，整个房间呢都充满着音乐，然后呢你可以尽情的欢唱，在这里叫做 You are singing your heart out. 然后呢电视荧幕则是呢闪现出这个歌词。在这里我们要考考同学文法观念，在这里 A TV screen 跟 flash的关系，在这里 flash 当作动词，原本有闪光、闪烁或闪现的意思。TV screen 电视荧幕呢，闪现出这个歌词，所以是主动的意味。在这里，我们以 ving 的方式来呈现，所以第一题的标准答案我们选 D flashing。接着第二个空格，我们来看一下这个句子。他写着 The song's lyrics were displayed at the bottom of the TV screen. Blank two, viewers at home could sing along. 在这里提到呢，这个 karaoke 到底是怎么来的？原来呢，我们可以看得到这个歌词 were displayed， 它被展现在这个电视荧幕的底部。而后面我们需要一个连接词来连接后面的句子，写着在家的这个观众呢就可以跟着一起唱。我们来看一下第二题的 A 选项， since 可以解释成为自从或是因为， B as if 仿佛好像， C so that 为了以便，D, unless, 除非，我们把歌词放在电视荧幕的底端，这样一来就以便呢，在家的观众也可以跟着一起唱。所以第二题搭配文意，正确答案选 C, so that.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, guys. We're back from our break. We've been talking about KTV, what it's like to go to a KTV. That's kind of what the first paragraph's about. Describes the scene, or it sets the scene for you. And then we just talked about the history of KTV. How did we ever come to have KTV in this world?
Well, there was an American TV show a long time ago. I don't even know this show. I had an old teacher who used to talk about it, but I never saw it myself. It was called Sing Along with Mitch, and had a host, Mitch Miller, and he had a good voice. He would sing pop songs during each show, and he had kind of backup singers. We're calling them an all-male chorus. No girls, just all guys. And then you could sit at home on your sofa and sing along with him by reading the words that were displayed at the bottom of your TV screen, kind of like we do today, except now we have KTV players and KTV equipment.
Yeah, and they're also built into your stereo and stuff like that. Well, this form of entertainment evolved, or it started to change and become more mature, in the early 1970s when a Japanese man named Daisuke Inoue invented the first karaoke machine, or karaoke as you call it here in Taiwan and China. Daisuke Inoue, that's the Japanese name. Let's see, it's Jingshang Dayo, I think, is the kanji for that. Inoue is his surname. But in any case, later, Mr. Inoue leased his machines out, and they initially became common in restaurants and hotels. So in this sentence, we have the word lease, which is kind of like renting something. You just give it to somebody so that they can use it, and then they pay you some money for it, and then later on, they return it to you. So he leased his machines out. I think these machines would just play music, and they had a microphone with them, and you could sing along. I don't know where they put the lyrics at that point. Maybe they had a TV screen at that point. I'm not quite sure, but in any case, they initially became common in restaurants and hotels. So here, initially just means at the beginning. At first, they were common in restaurants and at hotels. You could sing a song before you went to bed.
Soon enough, or not after much time had passed, we had companies creating their own karaoke boxes. Tom and I were talking about karaoke boxes, this term, before we started our show, and neither one of us have heard karaoke boxes before, but they're just the special rooms that you go into that are dedicated to karaoke singing, where you take your friends and your family or coworkers. Karaoke boxes. Well, decades later, a decade, of course, is 10 years, so we're talking about, 20, 30 years later, KTV, it still remains a favorite pastime. Your pastime is something you really enjoy doing when you're not working. For example, there's a famous phrase in America where we always say that baseball is America's favorite pastime. I don't think it is anymore. I think it's probably American football.
Yeah, I think that actually makes more money, and people say it's their favorite sport more often than they say that with baseball. But indeed, these people will immerse themselves in their singing, and they'll be able to forget about their worries. Ooh, I'm going to break into song here that reminds me of the Petula Clark song.
Please,
you
don't.
Can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Yes, indeed, they probably have the song Downtown at karaoke's all over the world. But in any case here, we've got the phrase immerse yourself, which means you just basically surround yourself totally in something. You become totally involved in something, and you kind of forget about everything else in the world. And that's kind of what it's all about. People just like to let loose and forget about all the pressures they have at school and at work, and just cut loose, let your hair down, and belt out a bunch of tunes.
Now, immerse, the verb, actually means to dip or put yourself completely into liquid of some type. So that's where it originated, and it turned into meaning this figurative idea of just in getting yourself involved completely in something. Notice, guys, you have to have the preposition in. Immerse oneself in something. So they immerse themselves in singing, and they tend to forget about their worries, even if only temporarily, the time they're in there, and then they walk out and remember everything again. We're describing the KTV boxes as creating, the illusion of another universe. It's kind of dark in there, which is kind of more comfortable if you're being silly and making a fool of yourself. A shadowy just means it's kind of dark inside. And the illusion means it's not real, but you kind of have a feeling that you're in another world. So it gives you this impression kind of creates this idea that things are different than in real life. So it feels like you're somewhere else. You can pretend you're a famous pop singer, for example, when you're in these KTV boxes. It's a place where singers never fear judgment. People don't say, ooh, you don't sound good, or ooh, you sang that note flat, or it was sharp, it was out of tune. No, they never fear judgment while they're singing to their heart's content. If you sing to your heart's content, it's very similar to that phrase, singing your heart out. You just sing because it makes you happy. Content here is not content. Content means a feeling of happiness, satisfaction. So you're singing to feel really happy and enjoy yourself and satisfied.
And you can sing as much as you want. You're having a great time. And in the KTV boxes, shared laughter and lost inhibitions create close bonds between friends, families, and coworkers. In this sentence, we have the word inhibitions. That just means you are basically controlling yourself. So a lost inhibition just means you're letting yourself go. Most of the time, we're trying to control ourselves and look like we're in control. We have a lot of inhibition. And if you have lost inhibition, that means you're really letting go. You don't care what people think about you. You're just there for a great time.
We often use this phrase when we're talking about people who drink too much alcohol. If you drink too much alcohol, you lose your inhibitions. And like Tom says, an inhibition is just that feeling that makes you kind of awkward. You feel self-conscious. Oh, everybody's looking at me. You can't relax. You don't really feel natural. But if you lose those feelings, you can do just about anything. And when people drink, they forget their inhibitions. They lose them and they start doing whatever they want. Sometimes they say the wrong things, especially if they're at a company party. So be careful. If you drink, you're going to start losing those inhibitions, and you might say things you'll regret the next day.
Indeed. So, yes, make sure you sing the songs only and not talk to people so that they can't hold something against you later. You can just say, well, I said I love you when I was singing the song. I didn't mean I actually love you.
That's right.
So you don't have to blame me for, you know, coming on to you or hitting on you or something like
that. That's right.
I was just singing. I was just letting myself go. And, of course, you can have these close bonds or close connections with your friends, with your family members, and with your coworkers. And, indeed, as long as you're at a KTV, there's definitely no shortage of good times to enjoy. So as long as you're at a KTV, just as long as you're there, if you're there, well, there will definitely be no shortage of happy, good times. Now, here we have the word definitely. That is an adverb. It just means without doubt, 100% for sure, definitely, no doubt about it, you will have a good time. There's no shortage. There's plenty of good times to enjoy. You're going to have the time of your life.
I enjoy them if you go with the right people, you know. I've never gone with coworkers before. I don't know how that would be. But I've definitely gone with friends quite a bit over the years. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三个空格的句子写着 This form of entertainment, blank 3, in the early 1970s, when a Japanese man named Daisuke Inoue invented the first karaoke machine. 原来呢在这里谈到一个日本人他的名字叫做井上大佑他就发明了第一台的卡拉 OK 的机器而呢我们在这里探讨的是它的起源所以这样子的一个娱乐形式是在70年代的早期怎么样呢第三题 A 选项 evolved 有进化跟逐步发展的意思 B declined 下降C. marveled, 感到惊讶 D. persisted, 坚持在这里谈到的是这种娱乐的形式是从70年代的早期来逐步发展成现在这个样子所以第三题的标准答案我们选择 A. evolved 第四个空格的句子 Soon enough, some companies created their own karaoke boxes or special rooms blank for karaoke. 所以很快的呢，有些公司就创造了他们自己的 karaoke boxes， 也就是卡拉 OK 的包厢，或者呢是一种特殊的房间。我们来看一下第四题的 A 选项 ，applied for 申请。B, derived from, 源自于 C, dedicated to, 奉献给或是专门给什么用 D, regarded as, 被认为所以这样子的一个包厢或是特殊的房间是专门用来唱卡拉 OK 的所以搭配文意第四题的标准答案就选择 C, 选项的 dedicated to接着第五个空格的句子写着 By immersing themselves in their singing, people are able to forget about their worries, even if only blank five. 想象着呢，把自己沉浸在歌唱之中，我们用了 immerse 有沉浸的意思。这样一来，人们就可以忘记他们的忧虑，尽管只是怎么样。第五题 A. Delightfully 高兴地 B. Temporarily 暂时地 C. Consequently 结果因此 D. Undoubtedly 毫无疑问地虽然只是暂时的可以忘去忧虑但是却是可以呢是一个很好的娱乐形式所以第五题的标准答案我们就选择 B. Temporarily 第六个空格前面的句子提到其实在 KTV 包厢里面的昏暗角落创造出来是一种另外一个世界的幻象而在这里要补充说明 1. Blank 6 Singers never fear judgment for singingto their heart's content. 在这样的地方这个唱歌的人永远不用惧怕因为尽情歌唱而受到批判所以在这里补充说明这样子的一个世界所以用地方副词 where 来补充说明来代表前面的 one 所以第六题标准答案就选择 B 选项最后一个句子 Indeed, as long as you are at a KTV there's definitely no blank seven of good times to enjoy只要到了 KTV 相信呢绝对不缺少这些欢乐的时光所以搭配文意第七题我们可以选择标准答案的 A shortage 就短缺短少的意思以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Thanks for joining us everybody we hope you get a chance in the near future to go and enjoy yourself let your hair down at a KTV and sing your heart out For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.